All right, everyone, we are back with SexBot. This might be the last day for it. I know, you'll love it. Request it. Let me know if you want me to throw it into the October. I mean, even though it's supposed to be horror in October, you know, it's our Halloween horror month. Just let me know. Grim, if you could slide some SexBot in there, that would be great. I like spooky stuff and crazy. Oh, you have no idea what we got planned. But I want some more SexBot. And I'll say, you know what? I'll do it. I'll throw some in there. The day of the prom. Wow, the day of the prom. What a crazy week. Oh, man, hold on. I'm using the wrong voices. Wow, the day of the prom. What a crazy week, but it'll be all worth it. Good morning, Grim. Hi, Alexa. With the work we have done this week, we're ready for the final calibration. Calibration stage, Zeta. Wow, Zeta sounds fancy. But wait, there's more calibration? But prom is tonight. I only have a few hours to get ready. I'm gonna look like a loser if I show up alone. There must be something I can do. Think, Grim, think. May I make a suggestion? Not now, Alexa. I need to figure out who I can take to prom. Grim. Wait, that's it. I know who I could ask. Alexa.
Yes, Grim?
You wouldn't say no to me if I asked you something important, would you?
No.
Wait, what? Well, anyway, I wanted to ask you, would you go to the prom with me?
Of course, Grim. It would be against my programming not to. And this way we can complete the final stage of calibration.
Convenient.
Then it's a date.
Yes! Yes! She said yes! I have a date!
Did I hear my student has a date to prom? That's so wonderful! Who are you going with?
I asked Alexa to go to prom with me and she said yes.
Oh, doesn't she have to say yes to you?
Yes, but I'm just so excited to have a date.
Well, then I'm happy for you, sweetheart. I do not know any teacher that treats her student like that. So I'm definitely going to say that Emily is the mother. And it's a good thing I agreed to chaperone the dance. I can keep an eye on you and your little robot friend.
You're coming to my prom? But, mother.
I mean, honestly, that's what it's supposed to be. Oh, it's no big deal having your mother at prom.
I think it is.
Sorry, I already agreed to it. Your sister is coming to give me a hand.
Seriously? Sam's coming too?
I know how teens your age can be at these types of events. The more eyes we have on you, the better.
This is so embarrassing.
Oh, don't be silly. You can still have a wonderful time with your at prom with your robot date and your mother and sister watching you. I'll see you tonight.
Aw, jeez.
Grim, if you'd like, I could try to make you feel better.
Huh? You could?
Well, of course, silly. What do you think all this calibration was for? Using the data I've collected, I can determine the best way to cheer you up.
Really? Okay, let's do that.
You know where to find me.
Oh boy, I think we might actually do it. Wait, am I sure I'm ready for this? This will become a cornerstone of my adolescent life. I have to be sure. I'm totally ready. Who would ever pass up getting with a sex bot like Alexa? Okay, here we go!
Okay. Are you ready for me, Daddy?
You look so hot!
I was going for a nerd's wet dream.
Nailed it.
So, Daddy, are you gonna play with your new fuck toy?
Oh, jeez, I'm Daddy in this scenario, aren't I?
You certainly are. I'm just your little obedient sex pet. But I need a big, strong man to fuck me silly. Can you help me out, Grim?
Oh, yeah, I'm your guy.
I'm so ready for that big cock of yours.
That's quite the tail you have there.
I was hoping you like it. It's not a butt plug, so you can use me however you like.
Oh, wow.
Which one do you want, Daddy? My sweet wet pussy or a tight little asshole?
I want your ass, Alexa. Oh, jeez. It's not going in.
I dialed up the tightness to virgin levels. You're really gonna have to show me who's boss to get that big dick inside me.
Okay, if you say so.
She felt that. Okay, I think you're really excited. Because I may have set everything a little too tight. Oh, fuck, that's big.
Oh! It's in.
Then I guess I'm all yours, Daddy. Can you treat me like a little slut?
Let's do this.
That's a funny animation. Look at her tongue. Yes, Grim! Give it to me! Good night. Yeah, she said glah, glah, glah. Which is probably about the best way you can make a sound for that, right?
Oh, yeah!
Well, damn, just pound the stuffing out of her, why don't you? Oh, fuck, that's so deep. Look at that tongue, my god. Yes, Daddy, fuck my big tits. My tongue is so close to your big cock.
Let's get it even closer.
Damn, look at her face. Yep, that's how that would sound.
You like that?
Okay. Fuck yes. Give it to me, Grim. Fuck my asshole. God damn. Yes. Choke me till I come. Holy shit, this got crazy. I'm just your filthy little slut. Fucking choke me, God, with your cock deep inside me. God damn. More glah, glah, glah. More of that. And more of that. Fuck me. I can feel you getting close. Come all over your little fuck toy.
Gah!
Damn. It covered about 5 times. Oh, fuck. Panting. Want to do that again? I should get clean up before our date. Even though I think I look pretty hot covered in your cum.
Might be a good idea with my mother and sister there.
Well, then you'll have to cover me again when we get home. Later that evening.
Alexa is such a kinky sex bot. She just wanted me to use her. It was awesome.
Grim? I have some bad news.
Uh-oh, you didn't blow a valve during all that sexy time, did you?
Well, actually I did.
Oh.
Minor mechanical malfunction, I'll have it fixed up in time for prom. But I'll have to just meet you there.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry, I'll get it all sorted out.
I'm sure it'll be fine. Oh geez, I better get ready. Prom is only a few hours away. There we go.
Okay.
ready for the best night of my teenage life. Pants, sir. Trousers. Oh, crap. Seriously? Well, at least I didn't make it to prom with no pants on. That would have been embarrassing. Now I'm ready for the prom. Honey, we should get going. Yeah, let's move it. Yep, they're ready, all right. Your chaperones have arrived. We don't want you to be late for your big night. Wow, you guys look amazing.
I mean, don't they?
You're sweet, Grim, but we didn't get that dressed up. Yeah, it's not like we have dates. Oh, bull, I'm not buying that. But where's Alexa? I thought you two were going together. Oh yeah, she had some mechanical issues and needs a bit of time to sort them out. So she's just gonna meet me there. You're not gonna get stood up by your own sex bot, are you? Sam, don't be rude to your brother. I'm sure she will arrive just after we do, sweetie. But we have to go now. Sam and I have to be there early to keep an eye on you grads. I was just kidding. I'm sure she'll be there as soon as she can. Yeah. I hope so. Maybe this is her plan. We are running out of time.
Quiet, Lex. It's almost done.
Have you stabilized the prototype?
I believe so. A robotic girlfriend is great and all, Lex, don't get me wrong. But this is going to change everything. I just need to update the parameters. Complete the neurosync. Yes, it's ready.
What? Who is the target?
The most popular girl in school, Sarah.
Target acknowledged.
When I kiss Sarah at prom in front of everyone, they'll have no choice but to declare me Melvin, King of the Prom! Inscribed for all eternity in the pages of our high school yearbook. Ruler of the social hierarchy. And soon, the world! Wah!
At the prom.
Where's Alexa? I can't just wait for her at the door all night. I'll go in and get some punch.
Hey look, Grim couldn't get a date! What a nerd!
Aw man, where are you, Alexa? I really thought I'd be all cool and stuff tonight. Oh well, like I said before, the world's loneliest nerd. Maybe I should just bail. Go see what Steve's up to.
Well then who am I gonna dance with all night?
Alexa!
Hey handsome.
You made it.
Sorry for being late.
That's okay, you're here now.
So how do I look? Subservient Zeta plus one. Wow. God damn, she looks hot. Look at that hair. That's a wow factor.
Oh my gosh.
That good, eh? Well then let's get a photo together.
Yeah, okay.
Who is that? She's beautiful. I heard she's a foreign exchange student. She looks like a supermodel. Yeah, damn. Did she come with Grim? Want to show them we're here together?
Sure.
Holy shit, they are together. He must be hung like a llama or some shit. Wow, I didn't know Grim was a freaking playboy.
Mwah! Wow.
Well, yourself, you're quite the kisser. Gee, thanks.
Now let's go have some fun.
Hey,
Grim! Sup, dude? Look who's Mr. Popular. Grim, save a dance for me.
Best night ever. So did you fix the mechanical issue you had?
Yes, everything is ready for tonight.
What's tonight?
Oh, the same as always. There's your friend Melvin.
Grim, look at ya! Hey, Melvin.
And this must be Project DeLorean.
It's Alexa, thank you.
Well, she certainly makes you look like quite the stud, Grim. Thanks. Where's your German exchange student?
I'm just having her show off a bit to the rest of our cohorts.
Yeah, she looks pretty good too.
Holy shit, look at her!
Holy shit, look at her! Where are all these women coming from?
Get a good look, boys. But I'm all Melvin's.
Fuck me! Melvin must have it going on! Anyone who can pull a girl like that just has to be cool!
Oh, Lex!
I believe I've boosted your social standing as instructed, sir.
Very good. Well, look who the two coolest guys in school are now, huh? Yeah, it's pretty sweet. I guess you two haven't met each other. Alexa, this is Lex.
Huh? A T-50 military prototype?
I thought Amazon discontinued that line. And what are you supposed to be? Talking fleshlight?
So glad you two are getting along.
Hey, who's that?
Oh, it's her.
Okay, remember her? The geeky girl?
Sarah!
Oh my god, girl, you look amazing. Oh, thanks. Ugh, you're so freaking hot. Come have a drink with us.
Okay, sure, sounds fun.
Fuck me, I want to take her to prom.
Target located.
What did she say? Don't worry about it, we're going to get a drink. Wow.
I want to get my sexy prom date on the dance floor.
You're talking about me, right?
Yes, Grim.
Awesome, let's go. Alright, get a good lock on her. We only get one shot at this.
Scanning. Target loc.
Wait! Is that who I think it was? Scan to the right!
Scanning.
Mother of God!
Target located.
Grim's mother! Oh, Lex. Some things are bigger than prom king. That juicy MILF butt, for instance. I think we might have a new mission for tonight.
On the dance floor.
Oh man, everyone thinks I'm super cool now.
Of course they do.
This night could not get any better.
Better than when you fucked me like a naughty little sex pet?
Haha, okay, maybe that was the best.
I just love being your little slut. Feels like somebody's getting excited.
Well, I mean, yes.
This dress fabric is so thin, and the cut is pretty daring. It's like I'm practically naked.
Wow, that's hot.
Well, she can dance for sure, can't she? I wanted to show off for you and make all these little high school girls jealous.
I certainly think you did that.
She actually looks like a fucking model back in the 80s or 90s. Like, they really picked it. She's got that big poofy hair that I've always liked, you know?
I've never seen Ashley so mad.
All their eyes on me is making me so horny. We're gonna have to have a slipping hazard on the dance floor soon.
For real?
I think I need you to fuck me at your prom, Grim.
Alexa, we're at my school. We could get caught.
Doesn't that make it so much hotter?
Emily is chaperoning. She's gonna see.
Oh, please, Daddy. I want you to give me more of that big cock of yours.
Oh, wow. That's hot.
Let me please you like a good little slut.
How can I say no to that? Okay. Oof. I really think this is a bad idea. Wait, are you serious? We aren't even hidden.
That's what makes it so fun.
Geez, I think that's Sam right there. And my mother's around here too. Someone's gonna see.
Then be quiet so I can make you come.
Fine, but we gotta be fast.
Ready when you are. I want to fuck at a prom like a slutty little schoolgirl.
I'm just trying to get lined up, and... Fuck! Not so loud!
Did it get bigger, or are you that worked up after some grinding?
We said we'd be quick.
Then you better give it to me.
Well, I'll be.
Oh, fuck! Oh, Grim!
Shh, quiet.
This is so bad. I love it. Fucking give it to me. I love that fat cock of yours.
Alexa, shh. I'm trying to focus.
So many people around. Right there. Fuck me just like that.
You gotta keep it down.
I want him to watch me getting fucked. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna fucking come.
We're gonna get caught.
Ah! But I'm gonna come too.
Arg!
Well, I mean, that's what it said. Panting.
Oh, gosh. Hi there.
Such a fun night.
That was too close.
I liked it.
I can't believe we didn't get caught. Especially with Emily chaperoning. But luckily, she's nowhere to be found.
Wait, someone just tried to access your PC. Let me check the webcam.
It's your mother. Why would Emily go home in the middle of the prom?
Grim, Melvin and Lex are with her. I think something's wrong.
Melvin's in the room with my mother?
I don't think your teacher, your mother, is herself. She had this look in her eye.
Alexa, we gotta figure out what's going on.
Right.
Why would Emily leave with Melvin?
Uh-oh. Oh!
Sarah!
Hi, Grim.
Sorry, I didn't see you. Well, I did earlier. You look amazing.
Thanks, you're sweet. Since we're here.
Yeah?
Would you maybe want to... Grim, we have to go!
Oh, right, that's your date. Well, yeah, but no, it's a long story.
We can't wait any longer. I guess I'll see you later.
Sarah, I gotta go.
Lex is trying to hack my user interface from your PC. And I'm getting some weird readings from your mother.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, man. back at your home.
Oh, geez, I'm almost scared to look.
Are you sure you can handle this? Wow, it says, skip the narrative-driven, carefully crafted, epically cinematic scene that is crucial to the plot of this game. If Emily's in trouble,
I have to help her. I just hope she's okay.
Good.
I want to know what that bitch bot of his was doing in my code.
Here we go.
Alright, what's going on here?
Ah, Grim! Oh, look, he's got the cat like Dr. Claw.
I've been expecting you. Malvin? Where'd you get that cat? We don't own a cat. Why are the lights off?
Dramatic effect.
But never mind, Mr. Fluffer's here. Although, you could say I came for the pussy. What are you talking about, Melvin? You came back here just to get into my porn stash? Or just go pirate your own like everybody else does? No, I'm here for bigger, juicier fish than your terabyte of smut. Then why ditch prom to come to my house? I thought you wanted to show off Lex and get everyone to like you.
It may have started out that way, but alas, my baser instincts wield a greater sway over my hand.
Huh? Plans change, Grim.
Knock, knock.
See for yourself. Emily?
No need for that robe.
I'm sure our guests won't mind.
Yes, Master.
No, Emily, don't.
Well, maybe it is her teacher, but I keep thinking it's supposed to be his mother, so I'm very confused.
Ah, much better. Emily? Emily? What'd you do to my mother?
I'm afraid she isn't your mother anymore.
Excuse me. I'm afraid she isn't your mother anymore. Now, why don't you join me over here, Emily?
Yes, Master.
This can't be happening. In fact, maybe I should have her call me her... Her student.
I don't know, her son? I'm confused.
How does that sound, Emily?
Whatever my student wants.
Oh ho, I like the sound of that. So Grim, are you and your date gonna stick around? Join in?
As your friend, I don't mind sharing so long as I get first dibs.
You're not my friend! You're a monster! Ah!
No, Grim! Choke. Cough.
If you're gonna crash my after-prom party, you can't be interfering in my fun. I don't want Lex to have to do anything drastic.
She won't get the chance. Only I get to choke Grim. And you better believe I'll have him balls deep inside me when I do. Well, damn. Ha! Cute. You really think you stand a chance against me? I was built to destroy. At this point, you can either fight me or fuck me. But either way, I'm done listening to you talk. Have it your way.
Ha! Alexa!
I'm sorry, Grim. She's just too strong.
Silly Grim, even if you could get past Lex, the Neuralink virus I've embedded in my new teacher runs so deep the effects are irreversible. The best part is everything she does is completely up to her. Like, mind control?
course not. Don't be stupid. Show him.
With pleasure, student.
Such a thing of beauty. There's more than enough teacher to go around.
Don't mind if I do.
Not this time.
Initializing.
Oh shit.
Alexa protocol suspended.
Alexa, what are you doing?
The only thing we can do.
Project DeLorean online.
What in the world?
Get up, I'll explain later.
It's over, Grim. He has the high ground.
But what about Emily?
We can't help her now, but we can help her before.
What are you talking about?
We need to go now while they're distracted.
It's when we always go.
Always? I've waited years for this.
How do you want me, student? Wait, what's that frequency?
Hey! What the hell are they doing? Seize them!
It is time.
I'll save you, Emily. Somehow. Some win.
What?
We're going back in time?
At that very moment,
what is it?
We have a situation, ma'am. R&D just got a ping on a temporal disturbance. Its signature matches Project DeLorean.
Did we have any tests scheduled for today?
No, ma'am.
Run a full diagnostic on DeLorean and report back to me.
We would have, but she's missing.
What?
The log shows automated delivery processed her 6 days ago.
On whose authorization?
Yours, ma'am.
I'll take care of this personally.
Yes, ma'am.
Click.
Begin chronological set tracking routines.
Looks like you're getting a beta test, Rex.
Elsewhere.
What? Duh. What the actual fuck just happened? Oh man, oh geez, why am I at school? None of this makes any sense. Ugh, my head. Wow, Sarah. Wait, Sarah, where did I come from? What are we doing here?
Grim?
What happened at prom?
Prom isn't like for 6 days.
Are you feeling all right?
6 days? Last thing I remember, I was in my room and... Emily!
Wait, Grim!
I gotta go!
Oh no, I hope everything's okay.
Back at home.
What?
Now!
Oh fuck yes! That's it, just like that!
Am I too late?
Yes!
Oh. Darth Vader?
Really? I didn't even know Darth Vader porn existed. Literally watching Darth Vader bang the hell out of somebody.
Who's your father? Who's your father? Who's your father? I don't know, man. That might work.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so fucking wet. Oh, yes. Take it for me, baby. I'm so close. That's it. That's it. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's still going. Ah. I don't know why I get turned on. So turned on doing this in here. Holy crap. Grim. Oh, Darth Vader banging Princess Leia. And he's got a lightsaber dick. What? What the fuck is going on here? Is that how Anakin Skywalker gets it on? What are you doing home from school so early? And why did I find all this porn on your computer? You're in big trouble, young man. Oh, thank goodness. Melvin's nowhere to be found. It's not the reaction I was expecting. I'm just so glad to see you. When he took you at prom, I feared the worst. Then Alexa said the only way to save you was if we left you. But I didn't want to leave you. Grim, prom is still like 6 days away. I was just so scared. There, there, sweetie. Teacher's got you. But you should really try to remember to clear your search history. You wouldn't want anyone to see that kind of stuff. What a relief! It looks like Melvin never did anything with Emily. Wait, would each jump create a new reality? Are there multiple timelines existing simultaneously? Am I stuck in an infinite loop? No control over my destiny? With some higher power clicking my buttons and making my choices for me? What kind of sick god exists only to toy with me for their own amusement? Me! No. Life has no meaning. For all I know, I could be some sort of simulation. I've seen the Matrix. The science checks out. Alexa, how many times have we done this? I'm afraid it's impossible to say, Grim. But isn't the first, and it may not be the last. I'm having a complete existential crisis. I know, Grim, you always do. Then what do you do to make it better? There. I don't think that's gonna do the trick.
I didn't think so. That was just something new I was trying. You may be comforted to know that your actions are not in vain. Small convergences of timelines intertwine, resulting in lasting changes within your current loop. My corrupted data is being restored. Your choices are causing ripples in time, and new opportunities for you.
So I can get out of this?
Not this time. Calculating potential futures based on your current state, your mind would collapse in on itself, driven mad with the knowledge of your past selves and paradoxes.
Jeepers!
You cannot succeed burdened with this prior knowledge, so I'm giving you and your mind a fresh start.
You're gonna erase my mind?
Just this past week, so you may start anew.
Well, could I just take a peek at the past? To learn from my mistakes?
Yes. However, you may go mad watching the events of your life over and over. Be careful. What do we do? Oh, okay, so these are scenes. Ready to go? Yes. Now look deep into my eyes and forget. Installation complete.
Huh? What? Wow, I totally zoned out there.
Alexa's ready to begin user calibration.
That's strange. I don't remember setting that up. But all right, Alexa's ready to go.
Okay, Alexa, let's get started.
Wow. She's so hot. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. Just think of the possibilities. I could totally touch her boobs. She might even touch me. They could make love under the starlit sky, embracing each other's arms until the sweet kiss of dawn. Or we could do it in the butt like all the movies.
Where would you like to start, Grim? Under the stars or my anus?
Ah, you didn't hear all that, did you?
Just the part about boobs, love, and anal sex. Oh, those are all within my parameter limits.
Oh, so could I...
Go ahead.
Oh, hold on, I think we've done this already.
Okay, so basically this game has changed.
Like Lust Theory,
it's putting me through a loop. So in order to actually finish the game, I have to make all the different choices. You notice how it only gave me like a few choices the first time? There's more choices, but you have to unlock those choices. Like, I was only able to pick Alexa, or I was only not able to pick Sam or Emily. Yeah. So basically, you have to play through the game multiple times. So guess what? We're gonna end it here.
Yeah, we're gonna end the game.
And the reason why is because I want you guys to buy it and try it yourself. This game's really popular. A lot of people really, really liked it. I got a lot of comments for it. And the cool thing is, you can actually play it yourself and get all kinds of different paths. Kind of like a regular visual novel, right? A lot of the anime ones are visual, you know, the hentai, eroge, whatever you want to call them. They have a lot of things like that. So we could do that, you could do that with your own play of the game. And Sexbot, let's see. Yeah, Sexbot from Llama Man Games. Yeah, so I'm looking. Unfortunately, they're only offering 9.9 and not the 1.0 version that I have. Really weird. So, I don't know, but yeah, maybe you gotta go to the Patreon for this one. So, you can support Llama Man on Patreon, which, why wouldn't you? Because, Llama Man made an excellent sex bot game. Excellent sex bot game. Not only has it got the charm of the 80s, the right music, soundtrack, and all that, but... it's fun! It's all kinds of crazy things that she becomes when she comes out of that box, right? And I'm sure there's more interesting shit that you can find out when you go through this game. So it's pretty cool. I like it. Definitely one of the better, more fun, you know, not super ultra mega serious, like Leap of Faith and Chasing Sunsets and stuff, that we've played here.
on Grim's Uncanny Valley.
So, I think this might be the best gift of all that we've done for Sextember. Giving you this really awesome, one-of-a-kind game. There isn't really any other games that I know that deal with sex bots in the West. I mean, sure, you have a lot of games in the East, the Japanese stuff, but as far as the Western stuff goes, this is the first one, and I like it, so definitely give it a try. At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I am out with Grim's Uncanny Valley and Sexbot, and we'll see you next time for other great AVNs. Don't worry, and other great visual novels, because, you know, we're going into Halloween Horror Month. So it's going to be a completely different theme. But we make it like that so we don't get bored, you know? There's always fun things to do. All right, so I'm out. I'll see you next time.